It's been a nightmare for the Mid-Michigan Food Bank. Hot weather and a freezer that failed have made it impossible for the food bank to accept perishable items for their clients. The freezer was 16 years old, and now they have other challenges. Lightning hit a transformer that supplied power and other services to the facility. And if that wasn't bad enough, thieves stole 7 tires off the food bank trailer and the rented refrigerator truck parked outside the building that was holding frozen fruit items temporarily. Boy, David, you got to feel picked on.
I do. I feel like, good morning. I do feel like we are picked on. I feel like somebody's looking at it and taking advantage of the Mid-Michigan Food Bank. And, you know, it's just been making it difficult to operate when you've got that kind of, just in my mind, bad luck. I mean, I can't do anything about a lightning strike other than deal with it. And so that's what we're doing today.
All right, so you had a temporary freezer taking care of some food. What's the latest on the freezer issue?
Well, Tom, what we did is Meijer stepped up and we moved 175 pallets of product over to Meijer, and then we moved it on to other food banks so that we didn't lose any of that food. And then we put some trailers in our yard so that we could operate at a lower capacity. And so that's what we were doing. And so that looks like it's going to start wrapping up. We've got the equipment. It's coming. We know where it is. Once it gets here, we're going to install it. And we should be back online on August 15th with product in the freezer. So that's looking pretty good.
All right. David Carr is the director of the Mid-Michigan Food Bank. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. David, where are we on that transformer issue? Has that been taken care of?
Well, Board of Water and Light was out yesterday, and there was actually 3 transformers on the pole that got hit. And then on the side of the building, there was the panel, and it just blew the panel right off the building, knocked those transformers off. And so it took them about 5 hours to put the new transformers on and get us back up and going. In the meantime, that lightning strike went through our building, and you know, it took out the telephone, the fax, the computer, our server. You know, it just took out and we're just getting it going now. So I'm thinking there's maybe more, but you know, until you get up and going, you don't really know.
So you're running on generators. Are you going to need new computers, new phones, or are those covered by insurance?
Well, we should have some insurance coverage. I'm hoping that some of our tires were covered by insurance. I'm hoping that the server was covered, but you know, that's yet to be determined. We're still a little bit in the thick of things getting it up and going this morning, so I'll find out more as we work towards that end.
Now, to be clear, 7 tires off the food bank trailer and the rented refrigerator truck parked outside the building holding frozen food items temporarily, those were stolen.
Those were stolen. When the police were driving around when we had no power, and they did they were walking through the building and looking for damage, and they noticed that the tires were gone on the trailers. Somebody had pulled up next to the truck or the trailer and cut the stems and just peeled the outside tires off the trailers.
Any lead on who did that and getting those replaced?
I've only heard from the police, and other people in our area also had their tires stolen. So, it's not just the Mid-Michigan Food Bank. Somebody really hit the area. And so I know the police are working on it, and they've given me a phone number to contact them after 48 hours. So there might be an update to that later.
How many people does the food bank serve?
We serve about 115,000 families annually. We do about 5 million pounds of food. It's a little difficult to describe the size. You know, I had a number of people call me and talk about the freezer. They have a freezer in their basement. Well, we move 100 pallets of frozen goods a week. So, you know, to try to put it into scale, I had a number of offers for freezers, like home freezers. But we were really in, you know, like a wholesale operation, you know, a 30,000 square foot warehouse.
Where's your facility located?
We're out by the airport.
Okay.
We're on, you know, so we're here in North Lansing.
And I feel funny asking you that because I don't want anyone else to get any ideas and head out there.
You know, you're a little cautious. I agree with you. You know, you almost hate to tell people anything because, but, you know, it's good to let the community, you know, be aware that this stuff is going on.
All right.
You don't want to give anybody any ideas.
All right. I love asking what I'm going to ask next. A good friend of mine, Jerry Swartz, who was the former president of the LSEA, loves to give everything that he can to the Mid-Michigan Food Bank. And I want to know, what can we do to help you folks? Do you need cash, donations? What can be done to help you get on your feet here?
Well, we're looking for financial donations right now. The in-kind donations, people have stepped up. So if you would respond to this with financial donation to the Mid-Michigan Food Bank, you can do that by going online to the midmichiganfoodbank.org. That's probably the easiest way. You can contact me at the office. I can walk you through any process. So we can do it. You know, we're short about 15,000. We had a goal of 30. It might go up because of yesterday's events. So that's, we're looking for an additional $15,000.
All right, David, we're going to see if we can get a hold of some local tire companies. I know Tasmanian Tires is locally owned. See if we can help with that tire issue.
Well, Farm Bureau has stepped up and has helped us with the tires.
Okay.
So we got the tires. They came out and put them on. They heard, you know, what had happened. So, and Bell Tire has called us and asked if they could help.
Very good.
So we've had some pretty good response to that.
All right. So with folks who have donations that they'd like to give, how do they do that?
Well, they call me, Dave Carr, and my number is 702-3359. And get a hold of me, and I'll talk to you about any donation you want to make.
All right, David, we're going to have you back on in a few days to help you get the word out and get an update on how things are going. Thanks so much for your time.
Okay, thanks, Tony. And